WCAB Sweetwater is 880 The Biz, where money talks. A service of Salem Media Group and part of the Wall Street Business Network on Facebook at 880 The Biz.
The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, give me that mic. There it is. We're ready to go now. All right, we've got another episode, episode 359 of Fried on Business. We're in our seventh year. We've got stuff that's going to help you build your business and live your life good, stuff you're going to be interested in. Stick with us. We got Building Your Business with my good friend, Tommy Knapp. He's the B2B guy from the Miami Marlins. Give me the fist bump there, Tommy. All right. And then we've got the medical marijuana. We're going to change gears and talk about the new medical marijuana law. We're going to have one of the lobbyists that wrote the law. We're going to have the UHealth doctors that are doing research on whether medical marijuana really is a thing that works. And then we're going to talk to a guy that moved from Miami to Colorado and is taking advantage of the business opportunities of Colorado's marijuana laws. But the number one thing we're going to do today is have a good time. So AC, get it started, baby.
Mr. Worldwide to infinity, you know the roof on fire. We go boogie, hoogie, hoogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire.
We go drink, drink, and take shots until we fall out like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes, and light the roof on fire.
Tell them, baby, 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 baby,
I'm on fire.
I tell them, baby, 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 I'm a fireball.
You got the song, you got the start of the show, and what else you got? You got Warren Henry. You know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. All exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means you get dent repair, complimentary dent repair, complimentary key replacement, first service, red cap service. That means they come and drive your car to you and pick you up in it. It's awesome stuff. And you also get a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry. Turn that song back up.
I'm on fire. I'm on fire.
Fireball.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right, here's my UHealth Marlins ad. Hey, when you don't have, you know, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Lee Kaplan, the Marlins doctor. He's the team doctor at the Hurricanes and the Marlins. His team at UHealth Sports Medicine, they're official sports medicine providers of the Hurricanes, the Miami Hurricanes, and the Miami Marlins. And they can be your care team, too, combining unsurpassed expertise that puts you first. UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com today.
Do you want to connect to the top business leaders in South Florida? Hi, it's Kevin Gale, editor and publisher of South Florida Business and Wealth, your new source for business insights throughout the region. We go behind the headlines to deliver in-depth news and profiles of the region's economic movers. Visit us at sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566 to learn more. Again, that's 954-377-9566.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We are with, I'm going to have to say it this way, Tommy, my old friend, one of my favorite sports marketing guys in South Florida, Tommy Knapp. Tommy, we've known each other for like 10 years now.
I guess it's been 10 years since
Can you hear him okay, AC? We getting him okay? We got him okay, so you can stay there. Be Larry laid back while we talk.
I'm laid back. I'm not up dancing and jumping around like you were with the song.
That's okay. What I do. That's what I do. That gets me geared up. Everybody's got their own thing. Now, Tommy, what your thing is this business-to-business program that you put together with the Marlins, you being a champion in your own right from that, you were a quarterback on that championship team.
Ithaca College days back in 1988. That's correct.
That's okay. You just told everybody you're an old fogey, right. All right. How many interceptions do you have in the championship game?
Three picks in the game.
Yeah. Now, this is all on the record now.
That's correct.
I'm going to send this to all the
guys. I think
it
still is a record, actually.
I'm going to send this to the guys back at the Marlins. They're going to have to listen to this. I'm sure they're going to love that. Yeah. Now, Tommy, you've joined the Marlins, and you're heading up their business-to-business marketing program. I think it's great. I've been there. I've met some really great contacts there. I don't want to name them because they didn't give me the okay to name them. But people in the construction, I'm in real estate, construction guys, developers, all kinds of great guys in your suite. And then you also help me run suite nights, and it's a fabulous networking opportunity for me. So, Tommy, tell me a little bit about what you got going on in the upcoming season beyond the fabulous baseball with Fernandez and Giancarlo Stanton and all those other guys.
Well, the baseball-to-business program, it's the B2B, it's baseball-to-business program for the Miami Marlins, is something that we created about a year and a half ago. We actually launched it on February 9th. They recruited me to start the program, and it's about connecting the dots between business leaders in the community. So you go to Marlins games and you watch the Miami Marlins play. It's tremendous entertainment and experience, but we're also adding in a business element to it, which is about connecting the dots between business owners so they get a return on their investment, return on their objectives.
I can tell you that I get a great return on my investment when I do things with the Marlins. I've got people that want to come every year. I've got a line now, a list of people that want to make sure that they're at the Marlins game when I throw my networking events that I do in the suites. And I guess we should have John Albert on to talk about that sometime in the future maybe. But tell us a little bit more about business to business. I know you have different, I'll call them events, parties, if you, their party. I had a great time. It was a party for me. And you do it by different categories of industry. So what type of industries are you going to be highlighting this year?
Well, there's all kinds of, we have 200 members right now in the baseball to business program.
201.
And we've got a number, obviously, as the season approaches, we've got a number more coming on. We are a program that runs throughout the year. So even when the baseball season isn't happening, we're still doing our baseball to business, or doing number of events in the baseball to business program. So talking about the events, we do one that's called a leadoff event. That's when we meet with each and every one of our members. We sit down and we learn about what their business goals are, and we then go after their target. Go ahead.
No. So I remember our business meeting like that last year, and John Albert couldn't believe the kind of things that we were doing. He delivered. Yeah, you guys delivered.
Yeah, we're down in the Gables for lunch, correct?
We had a great time, and we sat down. You found out what my objectives were, and you made sure that I got invited to the right events, and actually to all the events, because this I'm like a go across the board there.
Right, and so leadoff, that's one of the types of events we do. Then we do meeting on the mounds. Meeting on the mounds, all these are baseball terms. So meeting on the mound, obviously a catcher comes out, pitcher comes out, coach comes out, five or six people at the mound. We do coffees like that. So we hold them at the Biltmore. We hold them at Soho Beach House. We hold them at lawyers and attorneys' offices, and basically we just buy coffee for five to six business leaders in the community, a lot of C-level people, senior executives, and they connect over coffee. And there's no agenda. We just talk like we are now.
Oh, man. Well, how did you know, Tommy? I guess I didn't coach him up for this, because all we ever do is when the person walks in with notes or whatever, I say, put that away. It's all we're going to do is like talk like we're having, obviously for me, coffee, but drinks or what have you. And so it's really a great opportunity then for a small group of people to build their personal relationships.
It's all relationship building.
Now, when you have one of those, you talk baseball, or what do you do?
Well, so if we just sat down, and a lot of times with those meetings, say it starts at 8:30, 8:30 to 10 is typically when we meet. Somebody rolls in at 8:30. You and I might be talking about the Marlins game the day before. Somebody else comes in, and they went to the University of Ohio State. We'll start talking about Ohio State. We just start talking about whatever's topical at that moment. But when you put senior-level executives and C-level people together, they're always going to end up going to business and talking about things that they're doing at a very high level.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait to go to more of these. Yeah. I mean, I just have gone to the stuff at the stadium. These coffees sound really cool. What are some of the other events you do?
So some of the other events then are more traditional events as far as they're about networking. So 75, 80, 100 people. But because we're the Miami Marlins, we have an asset in the park that we use very frequently. One of the events we did last year was a pitch and putt event around a craft beer tasting. So 75 to 80 people get together. They're doing a craft beer tasting. Then we break out into groups of six, and we go around Marlins Park in the dugout, in the pitching area, in the center field. If you got a
Sign me up.
Yeah, if you went into center field, got a hole in one, the
Sign me up.
Yes.
Sign me
and
up,
and it all
man.
Finished at the Clevelander with a floating hole in the pool. So fantastic event, something that's very unique and nobody else can do in South Florida.
Sign me up. Now, at the end of the program, we're going to do it again. But, Tommy, how do people get information? Go slow because we got – I'm just going to say it. We got New York Mets fans that listen, so go real slow.
Well, its website is marlins.com/B2B. The letter B, the number two, the letter B.
Thank you for getting granular on that for the Mets fans. And I'm sure there's a couple of Phillies fans and national fans that they're going to need that help too. So stick with us. We're going to have that later on. What are a couple of the other events that you're running that I'm going to be going to that I'm already writing this stuff down? AC, you're taking notes, right?
Okay, you know it.
All right. So we do a series of events, all different types of events. We've added some content-driven events. Last year it was more just networking events that were about relationship building. This year we listened to our members and we added some content. So we did an event at the Intercontinental. It was on the real estate industry, the next Miami. We had Moss Construction was one of our speakers, NAI Miami. We had Ocean Bank and also FPL. They were all speaking about what's going on in Miami right now, what's happening in South Florida. And we talked about infrastructure, all the big projects that are happening in South Florida.
I could have got on your mailing list. I could have got on your speakers list. I only got two more minutes, Tommy. So tell me a couple of more things that are coming up early in the season that people should look for, and again, how they can get a hold of you. And remember, you got to go slow because we got Mets fans listening.
So marlins.com/B2B. That's where you go to the website. Information there. It'll have the event schedule. It also has all the information about the Marlins B2B program, so you can learn more about it there and then call us. And obviously, we can talk you through it. As far as the events go, March 15th, we have an event up at spring training in Jupiter. So we'll have a suite up there in Jupiter for that day, which is next Tuesday.
Ah.
We'll have about 35 members there. Somebody will do a state of the team address.
Whoa!
Talk to those members that are there, and then we'll come back down here April 7th. We're planning something for the Wynwood area right now. I can't divulge that yet because we've got to finalize it. But it's going to be in the Wynwood area, and then on April, I believe it's 20th, we'll be doing another Clevelander/suite night at Marlins Park as the season begins here in Miami.
Tommy, you got to get me on those lists. I mean,
you're on the list.
I know, man. Yeah. Listen, I'm looking at it right now. What am I doing next Tuesday? Oh, man, I'm there. Sign me up
next
for that.
Next Tuesday in Jupiter.
Oh, yeah. Sign me up for that. Oh, boy, for sure. Now, we've only got, 1 minute left? So talk to me a little bit. Sell me some tickets. Talk to me about how do people get information about tickets. Alex has got to be listening. Billy the Marlin's listening. Tell us how we can go visit them.
Well, here's one of the interesting things about my position and what we've done with my position is I go into a lot of these sales meetings, and I'm not selling anybody. What I'm doing is I'm working for them. I work specifically for the B2B members. And so our sales team finds out exactly what people need, what companies need as far as their seats go, as far as their suites, corporate partnerships. But my role is to actually learn what they do and then make money for them. So I'm kind of on the other side of the table working for them in those instances.
Oh, you got to come back with Bruce Turkel because it's all about them. It's all about the season ticket holders. It's all about the Marlins members. It's all about, my God, I'm going to just say it, people like me and you. Tommy, thank you for coming. I can't wait to have you back. Maybe you'll bring Alex. Maybe you'll bring Billy the Marlin. He can only talk like this. But we'll have him on, too. And when he comes on, give us a little notice because AC's got some little ones that he's going to want to bring. Tommy, one more time, how do people get info about B2B?
Marlins.com/B2B.
I love it. You're my man, Tommy Knapp. We'll be back after this with some info. We're going to switch gears. We're going to talk about the new Florida medical marijuana law with one of the lobbyists that helped put it together. We'll have UHealth talking about what it means to you physically. And then we'll talk about the business angle. We'll be back after this. Oh, yeah, put me in. Tommy's going to make sure I get put into those B2B things. We're going to have great suites. You know, I catch foul balls when I go to that. It's just awesome. Now, you know who else I want to get put in with? I want to get put in with Warren Henry. You know, Larry Zinn's going to be my guest to opening day. We had a great time last year. We're going to have a great time this year. It's just awesome. You want to do business, the baseball games are where it's at. And you know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car and you want to get every advantage that you can, you got to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they are all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. And you know what that means? Complimentary dent repair, complimentary key replacement, your complimentary first service, a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Turn up the music!
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
All right, you know, it's time to get a loan on my house. But it's big. It's non-conforming. It's unusual. What should you do if a traditional bank says no? If you're not qualified for an FNMA, Fannie Mae loan? If you've got some kind of story to tell and your scenario doesn't go in the standard box? Well, you need my friends Bob and Melvia at Spectrum Mortgage. I've known them for more than 10 years. They've been in the business for more than 25 years. And they are the pros at providing non-QM portfolio bank loans for jumbo borrowers like me and you. They represent only small community banks that are going to portfolio the loan, and the traditional lender is not going to even consider it. You know, Spectrum is also one of the oldest private lenders in Florida. They provide bridge loans up to $10 million. They'll give you cash out on your purchase. They'll do deals anywhere in the state of Florida. They are awesome. When you call them, you are their focus. I've seen Bob and Milvia perform miracles for people. I know that they're the people to call when you got a challenge with your loan. Remember, call Bob Gutlon or Milvia at 305-444-3666. I'll say it again for the Mets fans, 305-444-3666.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
You're listening to back-to-back enriching business programs only on 880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are switching gears. We had Tommy Knapp and the Marlins on. We had a great time in here with Tommy. I'm going to I want to get Tommy to do one of those B2Bs. Larry, I want to get one of these B2B things here on the show. We'll do it here in the in our new studio that we'll be moving to. We'll be getting away. They don't have as many hamsters running around there. It's actually digital. Now, we've got medical marijuana. We're going to talk about it because there's been an expansion for the terminally ill patients. It's being sent up to Governor Scott, and we've got somebody whose fingerprints are all over the paperwork on the line, Nikki Fried. That's right. Same name, same family. It's my niece. She's top of the line. You need something done in Tallahassee, you call Nikki Fried. Hey, Nikki, how you doing?
I am doing well. I appreciate you having me back on the show. And let me tell you, I love calling in. Your energy is through the roof, and it's so energizing.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Now, Monday, the Senate approved this new cannabis thing. It adds cannabis to this list of drugs. It adds additional stuff to the existing low THC law. And there's, I guess, a new, again in November, a constitutional amendment. And, you know, some of the critics say that this just does a little bit to aid some of these nurseries. Nikki, that's a whole lot of stuff to talk about. Why don't you just consolidate what happened?
Consolidate and dissect what has happened in the legislative session.
Just on this. We could do the whole session, and when I got a month and a half to do a show. But just tell me what happened and where are we going on the med marijuana stuff?
Sure. Well, for those who are not aware, back 2 years ago, the legislature and the governor approved a low THC called Charlotte's Web and was allowing 5 nurseries across the state of Florida to grow it. And it was only for patients that had seizures, epilepsy, and those who had cancer and were going through cancer.
Nikki, we're having a little bit of audio trouble. I don't know if it's on your signal coming in. So if it is, if you're in a place that's tough, how are we doing, AC? We got rid of that noise? Okay, good. Okay, the hamster has been given a piece of lettuce, so it stopped making noise. You're on, Nikki.
Is that any better on my end?
It's a lot. It's better. We're working on everything. Let's just go because you got great information. People are listening, so let's give them what they need.
Fantastic. So 2 years ago, the legislature approved low THC for a select group of, and there has been 2 years of backlog of some litigation that has been going on that has stopped getting these medicine for these patients. And so this year, the legislature not only tried to clean up some of the litigation and to allow these nurseries who have been given authorization to grow the low THC, but yes, you are correct in expanding it to terminal patients. So if you are on your last year, unfortunately, and 2 doctors are willing to sign off, it's called Right to Try. And it was first passed last year where a terminal patient would be allowed to try basically anything that they can get their hands on. And now high THC, so any level grade THC is added to that list. And these nurseries will be the same ones who will grow this for those terminal patients.
Wow. So it's terminal patients and it's patients that had seizures and stuff with the Charlotte's Web stuff. And there's
correct.
And there's only a few people that are authorized, so this is not fully distributed yet. So it's still
correct.
Not out there in large numbers yet. But what's going on here? It sounds like people are coming around to where some of the rest of the states are, and that maybe we'll have a little bit more freedom here on this issue sometime soon.
Well, you know, we've always said, you know, from the argument in the legislature the last couple of years is that we don't, you know, not to look at California and Colorado, but we need a Florida solution. And as probably most of your viewers are familiar, we have a very conservative legislature that is run by a very conservative Republican Party, as well as our governor and our entire executive branch. So they don't want to be California and Colorado and having dispensaries on every corner across from your kid's school, and they wanted to do the Florida version and wanted to take baby steps to make sure that we created a regulatory framework and took these very small steps to get the medicine into the hands of the patients that needed it. But I think it's a great sign that they are looking to new enhancements and different types of patients that could benefit from this. And I would foresee that regardless of what happens in November, that there will be a continued conversation of where medical marijuana is needed. There was a few amendments that were on Monday that it did, in fact, expand those ailments for those that are suffering with PTSD, AIDS victims, those who have all types of chronic other types of diseases. But the legislature felt that they were taking baby steps and wanted to get at least the seeds in the ground and start getting the ball rolling.
Yeah, listen, I want to say give a shout-out to my friend Gabe and another friend named Dave. They're both listening. They both tweeted on this subject. They want to get more information, so we'll get them together with you down the road.
Absolutely.
Nikki. Now, Nikki, so it sounds to me like there's an evolution. There's a social revolution coming down the road. My God, I certainly do not want to sound like I'm the burn. So it sounds to me like this is coming slowly. It's coming in a measured pace, but it is coming.
Absolutely. And I think it's taken a lot of time to get those who are more conservative and those who are not in the same in mainstream to be educated that there are some good uses to medical marijuana. It's not just the hippies of the 60s trying to get a free ride, but there actually is medical purposes behind it. And that we just need to take it slow. So there's been a lot of education on the legislature's part and to make sure that they know exactly the usages of the medical marijuana and how we get there to make sure that it's going to patients that indeed need this medicine.
Yeah, I know. We're home-based here in Miami. Our signal's from Miami. I know I got people listening all over the world. One guy just tweeted me he's in Israel listening. High five to him. High five to me, right? And high five to you too, Nikki. But the reality is people don't realize that above the Palm Beach Gardens line, it's kind of a completely different country up there and much more conservative. So it's fabulous the way that you're helping the world evolve. And our next guest is actually going to be from the University of Miami. She's going to tell us about their research into medical marijuana and marijuana's impact on the human body. So this is going to be a great show. Nikki, we've only got about a minute left for you. 1 minute. Give me the bottom line on medical marijuana, doing it Florida's way, and tell people how to find you. And go slow. We got Mets fans listening today.
Fabulous. Well, again, yes, this piece of legislation is actually got sent to the governor today. So we said he has until March 25th to sign this piece of legislation. But yes, we will have seeds in the ground. We will be developing low THC and now high THC for some of our more medically challenged patients across the state of Florida. And we're looking forward to continuing this conversation with the legislature to expand those ailments and to increase the THC for not just those that are terminal.
Well,
and
Nick,
if you'd like some more.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, Nikki, I cut you off.
And if you wanted to find some more information about me and kind of what I do, I'm a full-time legislative affairs lobbyist up in Tallahassee. I spend half my time in South Florida, the other time in Tallahassee. But I can be contacted at our office, which is 954-492-4010. Or you can always contact me through our website, which is www.colodny, which is C-O-L-O-D-N-Y, staff, F-A-S-S.com.
All right, Nikki Fried, the lobbyist of the stars up in Tallahassee. If you need something done, this girl gets... Oh, shoot, you're not even... This lady, this force of nature gets it done. Nikki, we'll talk off the air. I can't wait to hear it. And thanks for using the analogy about seeds in the ground. Thought it was absolutely awesome. After this break, we'll be back with the U-Health expert that talks about... We're going to talk about the impact of marijuana on the human body. So stick with us after this break. Again, Nikki Fried, high five to you for getting this thing done.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
All right, AC, it's yours. Oh, man, if this were TV, you could just see me dancing and rocking. I freaking love this stuff. There he goes. Larry's dancing, AC's bopping, and we're reading that. Okay. Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They are all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Clap along if you feel like a room without room.
Want to broaden your network and gain new customers? This is Kevin Gale of South Florida Business and Wealth. I can tell you how to reach 30,000 top business leaders throughout the region. Visit sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566.
You know, as we get older, and that's you, AC, you got these memory lapses going on here. You know, they can fix that too now. You know, as we get older, we're all at risk for developing cataracts. And with the new laser cataract procedure co-developed at Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute and your new high-def lenses, you can be seeing nearer, farther, and everywhere in between in no time. Call, and I'm going to go slow here because I love this part of this read. Call 305-243-2020. I love it, the 2020 with the Bascom-Palmer. Call 305-243-2020 to schedule your consultation. Trust your eyes to the best. Bascom-Palmer has been ranked number one eye hospital in the country now for a 12th year in a row by U.S. News & World Report. I'm going to give you the numbers again. Visit bascompalmer.org or call 305-243-2020 to schedule your consultation today.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, take it easy out there. I'm going nuts anticipating having to drive through that traffic. So please stay calm. The person that just cut you off, let it be their problem, not yours. Hey, you know, UHealth, that's the University of Miami Health System. They bring us the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. Hang with us because we're going to talk to one of their great doctors, and she's going to tell us about the impacts of marijuana on the body. Okay. You know, UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now UHealth is implantation. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Hey, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatments to our community. You know, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. You know, you can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series. It's now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. And remember, stick with us. We're going to talk about some great research about marijuana and you. You know, they're really doing some innovative things over there. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover about UHealth, and you never know, it could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got a year.
Oh, yeah, and you know by now, like when he says he feels nice, like sugar and spice, it's time for us to talk to our UHealth guest. And especially because I feel nice, like sugar and spice, we're going to talk today about medical marijuana, or I guess marijuana in general, and its impact on the human body. We've got Denise C., and I'm going to butcher it as usual, Vidot, Dr. Vidot. She's a PhD. She's the executive director at the Student Myeloma Advocacy. I'm really doing a number here today, Dr. Vidot. And she's a researcher at the University of Miami Department of Public Health Sciences. Her research on the health outcomes of marijuana use spans 3 years. We're going to discuss their current research on medical marijuana. Welcome to the show. How'd I do on your name?
Pretty good. It's Dr. Vito.
Okay. I'm going to have them call me with all of this. Or AC, you got to preview it and tell me it. But we're not here to listen to me kibitz. We're here to listen to the doctor talk about the impact of marijuana on the body. Doctor, it's yours.
Oh,
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. I love talking about my research. So
it's my pleasure. My pleasure. Love to hear it.
Secondly, you know, this is a great topic right now, especially with all the legal ramifications going on in Florida and federally. So I'm glad that we're having these conversations. But the research that we do has to do with looking at the population of the U.S.
Uh-huh.
And we've been studying emerging adulthood, adults, and middle-aged adults to see what impact of marijuana use has on metabolic syndrome.
What is that?
So I was just going to say, most people wonder what's metabolic syndrome. But really, it's a cluster of risk factors that when they are working simultaneously, it increases your chances for diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and all those scary terms that we all trying to run away from.
Okay, well, it's good.
So
we're having
like high blood pressure, glucose, things like that.
Okay, so it's good that we have you on because there's a lot of noise about marijuana. Let's get some of the facts. Serve them up. Let's hear it. What are the marijuana users out there? What do they got coming at them?
Well, first of all, I have to preface with my studies are not causation, so I'm looking at a snapshot. So I can just tell you about associations and relationships that we're seeing so far.
Okay.
And what we see so far is that in middle-aged adults and in emerging adulthood, so that's like anywhere between 20 and 30 years old and then above 60, we're seeing that current use of marijuana is associated with lower waist circumference, lower BMIs, and lower blood sugar levels, which when you hear those things, so independently, it sounds like a good thing. But they are with higher blood pressures. So,
but wait a minute now. So people are using pot and they're getting higher blood pressure? How does that work?
Well, that's what we need more studies to find out. What's going on inside the body? You know, I can't really say at this moment, but I know I'm definitely doing research to find out one day.
Wow. What are other things? Well, I guess before we go on, maybe some of our listeners want to be part of your study. How do they get involved with that?
Oh, well, definitely. I love that.
No, I'm serious. AC's cracking up. I mean, AC, we got people here that have been doing marijuana. Maybe they want to get involved here. I don't know. Doctor?
Yeah, well, they can always email me, and that's at dvidot, V-I-D-O-T, at miami.edu. And I can definitely point them in the direction of some research that's going on.
Actually, you gave your email wrong. It's dvidot, D-V-I-D-O-T, at medmiami.edu. You didn't get the med part in there.
Oh, well, thank you.
No, it's okay. I'm here. That's what I'm here for. You're the star. I'm just helping.
Yes. Well, thank you very much. But yeah, so that's the main thing. And a recent study that's really hot off the press, that I'm actually right now in Denver about to present at a conference tomorrow.
Oh, no way.
So this research is late breaking. Tomorrow I'm going to be talking about how we did a study on racial and ethnic groups.
How'd that
turn
out?
We saw that Hispanic marijuana users actually have a lower prevalence of this metabolic syndrome if they happen to be using marijuana at the same time.
Okay.
Like I said, it's an association. We don't know what causes, definitely. But that's very interesting, especially among Hispanics, who have one of the highest percentages of cardiovascular disease.
Yeah, like you should maybe check out the links to some of the genes or something. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Apple 1, throw that in there.
Yeah.
See, I don't know what I'm talking about at all. So what are some of the other things that you've found so far, doctor?
Well, that's the main thing, you know, that current users happen to have a lower prevalence of metabolic syndrome.
Okay.
We just need to find out why and what kind of marijuana are they using. And this brings into your question of the medicinal marijuana.
Right.
Is there something different between that and recreational? So there's plenty to do.
Wow. And are you finding any other collateral stuff or any anecdotal stuff that you can share with our folks? You know, I just want to make sure we get all your stuff out there.
Right now, I don't want to say give any recommendations or anything, but the research is coming.
Okay. Well, listen, we got to have you back. You got to be a regular on the show. Listen, I want to thank you so much for coming on. I hope you have a great event at Colorado. Our next guest on the show is going to be a guy who moved from Miami to Colorado. And he's in the medical marijuana implementation part. He does the real estate. He does investing. It's all really cool. In fact, maybe he'll even go to your event. Hey, where are you speaking tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm speaking at the Westin in downtown Denver. It's at the American Psychosomatic Society.
Oh, it sounds like a really interesting crowd. I had to do that. I'm sorry, doctor. You're an easy mark. We got to get you in the studio. You're just an absolute giggler. We would have the best time. Doctor, if they want to get you, what's your email? And don't forget the the Med Miami part this time.
Yes, it's DVito, V as a Victor, I-D-O-T, at med.miami.edu.
And that's if people want to participate. Oh, yeah, never want to forget the med. So, you're just terrific, doctor. We really do need you in the studio. You've got a great sense of humor. So this was great information for our guests, for our listeners. And if one of our listeners wants to participate in your study, they can email you at divadoc. Did I get it right, finally?
Yes.
Close enough for a guy from North Miami Beach, right? At med.miami.edu. You've been an absolute sport, doctor. I can't wait till you come back to Miami. And we got to have you back next year when you got another year of your study in the book. Would you do that for us?
Of course. I look forward to seeing you.
Oh, you're the best. Dr. Vidot, thank you so much. Thank you to UHealth for providing the doctor. We'll be right back after this short message. We're going to have my friend, my old friend, Paul Eisenberg. Hey, Paul, by the way, I'll tell you later who says hi. Paul Eisenberg, back after this. We're going to have a great talk about medical marijuana and its impact on the Colorado real estate business. Paul will be here. We'll talk about a whole bunch of other issues with it in business, too. I'm talking too much. You don't listen to me. You listen to the guests. So, AC, it's yours. I was looking for my copy, and you know where it was, right? Right in front of my face, like always. And you know, like always, I'm going to read it. Because always, that's what I use. Hashtag always for Warren Henry. Because when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. Always. You know, that's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. And they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. It means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. You also get Red Cap service. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Hey, everybody, if you're looking for a jumbo mortgage, listen up. What are you going to do when the traditional bank says no, if you aren't going to qualify for a Fannie Mae loan, if your loan has a story to tell, that your scenario just doesn't fit in a standard box? Well, you need the people I use. I call my friends Bob and Milvy at Spectrum Mortgage. I've been doing business with them for 10 years, and they've been in business for over 25 years. They're the pros at providing non-QM portfolio bank loans for jumbo borrowers. They represent only small community banks that will portfolio those loans, and they're loans that traditional lenders won't even consider. They're also one of the best and oldest private lenders in Florida, where they provide bridge loans up to $10 million a deal, cash out or purchase deals, properties. They'll do a property anywhere in the state of Florida, and they focus on commercial property and residential. They'll finance any of those properties. They'll even do a blanket loan on multiple properties. They'll make loans to non-U.S. citizens. They may even do a construction loan if you work your angle right with them. So I've seen them perform. I know you can get good loans from these folks. Hey, if you want to learn more, call Bob or Milvia at 305-444-3666. For the Mets fans, I'll go slow. 305-444-3666.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz. Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are getting ready to roll. We've got Paul N. Eisenberg. He's an SIOR. He's a senior vice president at Dutton Commercial Real Estate Company in Denver. He's recently developed a cannabis business brokerage and consulting firm. We're going to talk about the impact that cannabis has on his business. I know Paul from when he was the top producer here at Cushman & Wakefield in their industrial division. He broke all the records. But the real thing I'm going to break his chops on is, Paul, you're the one with the Bachelor's of Science in Journalism from the University of Florida in Gainesville, and you're out there doing real estate brokerage, and I'm in here doing radio. High five. Let's make it good, Paul. How you doing?
I'm great, Jim. How are you? Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm rocking and rolling. Now, tell us a little bit about what you found when you moved out to Denver in 2011, and I bet you didn't even know that medical marijuana was out there.
You know, Jim, that's exactly right. I didn't know. I also moved out here and not realizing that Denver was the capital of Colorado, which is kind of doomkoff, but it is what it is. I moved out here for better quality of life. I got a little tired of the rat race in Miami, and I ended up at a local firm, the NAI affiliate out here, and I ended up getting an assignment to shepherd a tenant to exercise an option to purchase a building that they were in with a dispensary and grow, and it was the first time I saw it. After I did that deal, I put some partnerships together to own the cannabis warehouses where they were growing. That went okay. A lot of people don't perform when they commit to providing the equity.
What a surprise.
And then I became a business broker with selling licenses and the grows and dispensaries. And then I saw one go by that was so favorable that I got a couple of partners. And now I own a dispensary and I'm putting my third grow together. And it's all real good. I love it.
Well, listen, I want to give a high five. One of your old friends, Mike Silver, asked me to say hello, and he sent me some numbers from the CBRE marijuana study. He said between 2009 and 2014, 35% of the industrial space absorbed was in the medical marijuana industry. And just to give people a flavor, in Denver, the marijuana footprint is 3.7 million square feet of industrial space and almost 500,000 square feet of retail space. And the average tenant size in industrial is 2,000 to 100,000, 2,000 for retail. But the real interesting thing that I found was that the marijuana lease rates are 2 to 3 times the average warehouse rate. They didn't have anything for retail. Sounds to me like there's a lot of interesting things going on there. What is some of the nuances?
Well, the nuances are that when I first got here in 2011, they had about a 14% vacancy rate in industrial. Denver's an older city, and a lot of that vacancy was in older, small manufacturing buildings, not good truck courts, really kind of somewhat functionally obsolescent, and many of them were old manufacturing. The ideal building for a cannabis grow is heavy power, and they like them with height, but they can do it with 10-foot ceilings, 12-foot ceilings. So it really took, you know, and then the prices when I first got here were like $40 to $50 a square foot.
Whoa.
Cannabis buildings with the right zoning sell for over $100 now. Mm. It's crazy. It was like a godsend to many of these property owners that had a lot of vacancies in there. And so a lot of brokers have convinced their owner clients to sell their property with the proper zoning, because it's a limited type of zoning, mostly the older zoning, and move their non-cannabis operations to other zonings and then lease out or sell these buildings at a huge premium. Really interesting.
It sounds like a great business opportunity, but then that's what you get when you're a first mover. Now, what are you seeing that's a result from, let's call it, the stickiness of private equity and capital and banking? You know, it's still not a federally accepted business. What is the impact on the business in Colorado because of that?
Well, we as an industry still do not have banking.
Okay.
There are many companies that have bank accounts under a consulting firm or under a alternate type of business. Many of them relocate their accounts several times a year because you have it with Wells Fargo, or you know, the auditors, the FDIC auditors come in, the federal government, and they say there's too much cash moving through this account, and they close them. They go to another bank, reopen for 6 months, then they come back to Wells Fargo, for instance, and reopen another account under a different name, and they operate for a while.
So then
it's dangerous because you know a lot of these dispensaries do only cash. My dispensary, we only take cash. There are some that take debit cards, but generally you're kind of working in the surrounding, you know, trying to get the job done. And these are people who are operating legal businesses and have prejudice against them for this. The city and the state take those cannabis dollars and put them right into a bank, a federal bank. So it's kind of a hypocritical situation. You can pay your federal government IRS tax liabilities with cash at the IRS, and those go right into banks. So it's a real sticky situation. I think it's coming around, but we're still kind of in the dark ages, and this goes throughout the country with the cannabis businesses. I mean, it's not just Colorado, but it makes it difficult. The business itself is very lucrative. The private equity funds, and certainly there's no institutional lending or financing, but private equity, there's great opportunities both in Colorado and there will be in Florida for private equity companies to come in and either provide even secured first mortgages. People pay hard money rates out here, like 12%. And for business financing, revolving lines or whatever, there's very few people that do this, so most of the operators, like myself and my partners, we have to work on cash. We have to raise 100% cash for our operations. We go to family, friends. Sometimes we go to partners that turn out to be not good partners, like in all businesses. But in the cannabis arena, there's a lot of bad people. There's a lot of what I call big hat, no cattle.
Paul,
you know, they come in, they show funds, but they don't perform because they really don't have the money.
Paul.
And that's very frustrating. Yes, sir.
Paul. We only have like a minute and a half left in the show, so what I'm going to ask you to do is, if people want to get more information, we're having you back. I mean, we're having you back for sure. If they want to get more information,
thank you.
How do they get a hold of you? And I know Mike Silver really wants this number, so tell me.
Well, they could call me on my cell phone, which is 305-632-0744, or they could contact on my personal email, Paul Eisen, P-A-U-L-I-S like Sam, E-N like Nancy, at AOL.com. Yes, AOL still works, as all my young people and my son,
I got
they
AOL.
All like, does that still work?
Yeah, it does. It does. It does.
Shows my age.
Hey, Paul, I want to thank you so much, and I want to thank our other guests, too. I want to thank the folks at the Marlins for giving us Tommy Knapp. I want to thank Nicole Freed for giving us the law. I want to thank U Health for giving us the doctor who told us, watch out, that pot may cause hypertension. What's with that? Of course, I want to thank our sponsor.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, I know. Paul's still on the line. I love you, Paul. I want to thank.
But I've been researching this since the 70s, Jim.
I understand.
I want you to know
that. I understand. You've probably been doing some direct implementation. I want to thank the related group, Spectrum Mortgage, U Health, Warren Henry, Magnum Energy Solutions, Engineer Tax Services, Early Shares, Kind Snacks. The list keeps going. NFL alumni, Bergstrom Center, the Miami Marlins, CCIM, South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, Expresso Marketing, Social Media 305, Lawrence Kids. But I want to really thank my listeners, because without you, I wouldn't have a show. Please go to our Facebook page, like our show. Please tell your friends, join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tweet us at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business. Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube is awesome. The website gets lots of hits. If you missed today's show, it's going to be up on our website, www.freedombusiness. This is Jim Fried. We'll be back next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I just love this. Don't you know? Hey, remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something, finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Make it happen. That's it. Thank you so much. I love you all. Thank you so much.
Done. The only part that wasn't bloody was the soles of the big man's feet. Yeah, he was caught in about 100 places, and he was shot in a couple more. And you better believe a song, a different kind of story, when the Big Jim hit the floor.
If you and your loved ones have been injured in a car accident, slip and fall, or have been injured at work, call attorney Action Jack.